This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
Welcome back into the whole show powered by Chevron here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Joining me now, as Angel said during the break, Mr. Double Double, St. Thomas of the UNC Bears, averaging 18 points per game, a little over 10 boards per game, 3.5 assists per game. And he had a monster night against the, pretty darn good Colorado Buffaloes. 27 points and 9 boards against the Buffs last week. St. Thomas, thank you so much, my friend, for joining us.
Thanks for having me, man.
Hey, we're looking forward to tomorrow's game, tomorrow afternoon game. I love afternoon or early basketball. You guys are going up against Air Force. But that game against the Buffs, obviously not the way you want that thing to go down, but you were in some kind of a zone, man. You were fantastic.
Yes.
What were you seeing out there in this Buffs game, man? Because, again, you're averaging 18 points a game. Like, you're lighting it up every night. But nearly 30 against the Buffs. What are you seeing out there?
I was just seeing a bunch of my teammates and coaching staff that just believing in me to go out there every night and perform and trust me to perform the way I do. So, I mean, I just trust in my work ethic, man, and whoever's in front of me, doesn't matter who it is, the Buffs, or is it a Division II, it doesn't matter, man. I just got to have the same approach and same mentality to every game.
Yeah, and you seem to have that, man. No question about it. I was at that game in Boulder Friday night, and just watching you even during timeouts and everything, I really admire the way you're quick to jump over, give a high five, be there for your teammates. I mean, you're the guy, you're the man, you're lighting it up. Yeah. But you're walking around there being that leader, being that teammate, and I think guys really respond to that, and I think that's stuff we're going to see throughout the course of the season from you.
Yes, of course. I mean, I know. I get this from all the coaches that I've played for, is that I can either sink a gym or I can lift a gym, man. Like, I wear every emotion on my face, and I feel like my team feeds off of that. So I'm kind of like the glue guy to the whole program, and got to keep feeding into them and having them see, like, man, even though we're going to go through adversity, we have 7 to 8 new guys, so we just got to keep getting better each game.
Well, yeah, and isn't that kind of what this part of the season is for, too? There's practice, but nothing replaces what you're actually doing out on the floor when you're going up against an opponent. It's still learning about each other, right? Learning, a lot of you new faces, learning about what your coaches want when you're out there, and then dealing with that adversity, and that's the beauty of the non-conference schedule.
Yes, of course. I mean, non-conference kind of just get your feet wet just to see what your team is like. I mean, the newer days, I mean, everybody has a new team. And, I mean, when conference comes around after this Christmas break is really when it's time to my badge and kind of just got to figure it out, man.
Yeah, you got a few more non-conference games left. You're at Air Force you're heading down there now. You're on the bus,
yes.
Dude. You're ready to go.
Yes.
This is one of my first ones too, and this is what I love about you guys, making it easy for us to reach out to you. I love the fact that we're able to catch you on the bus heading to Colorado Springs.
Oh yeah, it's about an hour away, man.
what are you doing on the bus normally when you take these types of trips? I mean, I know. We're getting to talk to you for a little bit here, but what's normally going on in the bus and the journeys to where and from you're going?
I mean, I think for the guys, it's very quiet. Everybody has headphones on. But I guess, like, for me, just kind of to take a break from basketball and kind of just, like, sit back, watch a movie, sit back, listen to music or something. So until we have to, when we get there, we actually practice, then it's right back to work, huh?
So you're watching a movie, maybe listening to music. What's a go-to movie for you right now?
Go-to movie? If you have a long trip, bro, you can never go wrong with Interstellar.
I keep seeing the advertisements for that on social media, and I was telling my producer Angel this the other day. I was like, dude, I got to see that movie because Facebook wants me to see it, so I got to go see it.
And you have to watch it multiple times. Every time you watch it, you get a different perspective.
Yeah. Oh, no, I've definitely got that one on the list. St. Thomas joining us, averaging 18 points, 10-plus rebounds per game with the UNC Bears. Got a fun one coming up against Air Force tomorrow afternoon. Cannot wait. We'll have that coverage here with Mike Rice on the call. Coverage begins at 1:30. But it is kind of an interesting schedule for you, St. Thomas, looking at the rest of this thing, you know, at Air Force. Then you do have a conference game against Northern Arizona. Then you're at North Dakota and then home against Denver. And then you jump full on into the conference play. So kind of a unique setup.
Yeah, I mean, it's always cool to have, like, to play teams, like, at all. I think we play everybody in Colorado this year. And that's big for me because at my last school at Loyola, we played everybody in Chicago. And it was kind of like we had this thing, like, everybody has to pay the toll. And so, I mean, getting the chance to play everybody in Colorado is pretty dope. And we have this one at Air Force, and then we have to finish out with the Big Sky Summit League Challenge. That's going to be really good for us in the challenges.
I heard you say that, too. Everybody's got to pay the toll. I love that. You know, with the UNC Bears, I want you guys to own that. Like, hey, we want to start being that team in the state that these teams really look at like, oh, man, we got to go play those guys. We got to get through those guys before we can really press on for the rest of our schedule.
Oh, yeah. I feel like out of Colorado State in Colorado, everybody kind of looks at us like the little bros, but you got to get past the little bros to beat us, man.
I love that mentality, too. And you didn't look like a little brother to anybody on Friday night, man. You were lighting it up, and it was a lot of fun to see. That was one of those games, too, and I know the Buffs are a really good team. They're going to go on, and they're going to do some great things this year. But it was also one of those nights where even you guys were creating a lot of great shot opportunities. Some of those, not for you, but some of those just weren't falling for a lot of guys.
Yes, I mean, playing – a lot of people on our team haven't played in kind of like in that environment yet, and that's kind of one of the biggest environments I think we're probably playing all season. So, I mean, we actually did, offensive-wise, I felt like we did fine without even hitting shots. But just, like I've always said all season, we've got to take more pride on the defensive side. And I know that team probably going to make a run in the tournament this year, so... But like I said, for every game, we just kind of keep grinding it out and take more pride on the defensive side, man.
Yeah, and Saint, after that game, when like I said, you 27 points, 9 boards for you. Were some of those Buffs players and maybe even some of the coaches like, dude, awesome job, man? I mean, how does that go at the end of a game like that when you guys are shaking hands and wrapping up? Because I'm always looking at it like, man, if they didn't know Saint Thomas before this game, they know him now.
Yeah, crazy thing is, the guy on that team is actually from Lincoln, Nebraska, freshman named Ben Goddack. And so I kind of knew him going into the game, and like he told me, like, man, I kind of expected that watching you grow playing basketball in high school and stuff. But I mean, like after the game, the point guard came up to me and gave me kind of my props for the game. But other than that, like, I mean, it's all respect for those guys, too. I mean, they put on the show in front of their crowd and kind of gave us another perspective and, like, what we're working for now. So, I mean, even though we lost, we still got some positive out of it.
Yeah, what I was going to ask you next, Saint, looking at that game, is that something where you think, hey, I know we lost the game, but we can take that going forward, utilize that for the rest of the non-conference games, and then really use that as a jumping-off point when we get into the Big Sky season?
Oh, yes. I think... me individually, I think it's like it helps a lot because at first, like, I could tell at the beginning of the game I was kind of like rattled and sped up, and then kind of like going into the game kind of caught my flow. And I mean, that's kind of my first big time game too, kind of playing in. So just kind of finding my flow is like throughout the whole game was kind of big for me, realizing that and just being poised and just keep being me through adversity and just keep fighting through it. And it's just like, as our team goals, it just keep staying together, keep the huddles tight, and you got to keep grinding it out.
Well, you certainly hit your flow in that game Friday. We'll be looking forward to tomorrow. Big test for you guys. Air Force is a good Mountain West Conference team. So a fun test coming up for you guys. Saint, I had so much fun. I've watched you several times this year, but a couple of times this year getting to see you in person. And I was up close on Friday. And you're the real deal, man. And I'm excited to see what you can do when you get into conference play. I think it's going to be a really special season for you. And let's see if the rest of this team can go right along with you guys and maybe put yourself in the thick of it in these Big Sky standings.
Appreciate you, man.
All right, man. Good luck.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, good luck tomorrow. Let's catch up soon, okay?
Thank you.
All right, that's St. Thomas for the UNC Bears on the bus ride. So not the best audio quality, Angel, but we get through it. We want to hear from Saint. He had a monster game, and he's probably going to have a monster game tomorrow.
Yeah, kid's got a lot of talent, obviously, but he's very humble, I would say, in the way he goes about it.
And I think he is, yeah.
Having that perspective about, you know, finding the positives in a game where you probably weren't going to have a good shot at winning, but for him to have a game like that, kind of his highest scoring game this season, can really just boost up your confidence in yourself, but also the team. And as he said, he wears his emotions on his face, and everyone kind of picks up on that. So. Mm-hmm. He's very much the key and the glue guy for this Bears squad.
Yeah, keeping his, keeping himself in that right mindset is going to be key. I noticed that a few times, though. I really liked seeing it. He was going up to teammates during timeouts, you know, slapping them on the back, giving them five. Hey, it's all right, man. It's all right. Like, I like to see that because a lot of times star players, and especially when they're in takeover mode and nobody else is going with them at that moment, they can get frustrated. I didn't sense that on his face, but we'll see what happens the rest of the way through. All right, we'll talk some more signing day. We'll get Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffs, coming up next. But first, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.